The total so far is $275,000. That includes everything from sexual harassment training to outside attorneys and consultants to staffing a group of lawmakers that will meet over the summer and fall to study changes to the workplace harassment policy.
I'm not sure there is a good answer, though, when it comes to something that was pretty much unanticipated by everyone, yet we knew we needed to be intentional with what we were doing.
Republican Senator Kevin Lundberg of Berthoud sits on the Joint Budget Committee. The money comes out of the state's general budget. A fiscal conservative, Lundberg wishes the process could be streamlined and says he hopes the state spends the money efficiently.
In this case, we had to move fast and put some experts on the ground to sort out what we needed to know.
Some of those are one-time costs, like hiring a consultant for $120,000 to study the Capitol's culture and come up with recommendations. Others are ongoing. For instance, hiring an HR person for the legislature with an annual cost of $90,000.
I just hope that some good comes out of this whole process and hopefully no one else will go through any sort of complaint process like this, but if they do, I hope that it's fixed enough because the process itself was a pretty grueling thing to go through.
That's former intern Megan Creedon. She filed a sexual harassment complaint against Republican Senator Randy Baumgardner. Complaints are ultimately handled by legislative leaders who determine any consequences. Creedon's allegation and others against Baumgardner and Republican Senators Larry Crowder and Jack Tate, along with Democratic Representative Steve Lebsack, cost the state $50,000 to investigate. Every allegation was found credible, and all of the lawmakers deny wrongdoing.
In hindsight, I should have hired an attorney earlier.
That's Lebsack.
Probably should have hired an attorney and a PR person. I've got one now. I've got a PR person and an attorney now, but it's probably a little bit too late.
It was too late. Moments after making those remarks, Lebsack was expelled from the legislature. Democratic Representative Faith Winter of Westminster was the first to come forward with sexual harassment allegations against him. An outside investigator found the allegations and those from four other women credible and said he retaliated against them.
I did not have a PR consultant. From day one, I told the truth. I said the reason I came forward was the behavior hadn't stopped and I wanted to protect other women. And when your message is that simple, you don't need a lot of help.
But others did hire PR firms. House Speaker Chrysanta Duran was criticized for knowing about Lebsack's behavior and not doing enough to protect others. She later apologized for her actions. She paid about $15,000 for a PR firm, On-Site Public Affairs. She declined to comment, but issued a written statement saying the issues required professional experience dealing with complicated topics on tight deadlines. But she didn't use state money. She paid for it out of her leadership PAC.
Colorado law does not address how committees such as leadership PACs or independent expenditure committees, it does not address what they can and cannot do with their contributions.
That's Stephen Bowie. He's a campaign finance manager with the Colorado Secretary of State's office. Senator Baumgardner hired an attorney out of his campaign fund to deal with his sexual harassment allegations. Bowie says for campaign funds, it can't be used for personal reasons. But he says what Baumgardner did would likely be allowed.
It does not define what personal reasons are, but I would imagine that if somebody can correlate an expenditure to something related to their official duties as an elected official or something related to re-election, they would be able theoretically to justify that expense. But again, that would ultimately be up to a judge to determine if a violation had taken place.
During the legislative session, there was also an emotional cost that's harder to quantify. The work atmosphere was tense and volatile. Two lawmakers wore bulletproof vests out of fear. And the Democratic Senate minority leader stepped down, partly from the stress and how she said her colleagues were mishandling allegations. Many accusers worried the lack of severe consequences for most of the lawmakers accused of misconduct could stack the deck against people who may want to come forward in the future. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.